All right, good afternoon. Fire away.
You brought up Malcolm Jenkins quite a bit. How has he stood out in terms of their run defense playing the ball?
You know, he's a really – I think he's a terrific player. He's very active. He gets down in the box. He sees things really good. He inserts into the gaps when he needs to. I think he's a really good player.
What's allowed him to play so much single high coverage? Is it just the coverage on the outsides?
Well, they, you know, you don't have much time to throw the ball. And, you know, it makes it difficult because you got to run into an eight-man box. And then, you know, I think they trust their corners. And they do enough stuff in the pass rush to affect the quarterback.
Mike, talking about the running game, when you're in games that maybe you aren't as productive as you want to be there, what all goes into the decision about to try to stick with the run versus almost, you know, just going more pass heavy?
Well, I don't think you can. You got to kind of continue to stick the run. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, you might be one, might be two, might be one, might be two, and then it might be ten. I mean, you just got to keep pounding away, and you know, that's just kind of how we do it.
There's got to be a fine line too, right? You don't want to get in third and long a bunch of times.
No, I'm not saying run the ball every down, but when we run the ball, you know, we want to try to get four if we can, and then, you know, if you get two, then, you know, come back and maybe get four the next time, and it's third and four.
You're going against a team like Philadelphia. Does it require some patience and some persistence, too, in that running game?
Yeah, a lot of it is dictated by the game, you know, how the game is going, how the score is going. You know, if it stays 0-0 for a while, you can be as patient as you want. If you're down 20 to zip, then it changes.
A lot of games, obviously, in Philly. How raucous is that crowd? How much salty language do you hear? And what's kind of the environment there?
They're loud. They're great fans. You know, it'll be a night game, so I'm sure they'll have a lot of time to get ready to yell. But, you know, you don't hear them saying much, really.
What do you think you got out of the move to put Mike Remmers at left guard? How did that help you?
Well, I think he's one of our five best players, so that was the number one thing. But I think Mike is very aware of the things that happen inside there, and he's got good quickness, good in the running game. You know, he's been impressive in pass protection to me. So I think, you know, it's just we're just trying to get the five guys that we felt like were the best on the field. You know, I want him. You know, he's got a good matchup over there. It's going to be a tough matchup for him. But what I'd like for him to do is play like he did at the beginning of the ball game. You know, I thought he played great at the first 30-some plays, and then he kind of hit a little snag, and then he had to get readjusted again. So, you know, just be consistent. Continue to do it every time. And, you know, that's really what he's been working on the entire time. Well, I think it stems from the locker room. I think we've got a bunch of great guys in this locker room who are very competitive. They're team first guys. They're guys that they care about one another. Obviously, we've got some talent, but I don't know that maybe they're necessarily talking about the talent. It's about the character of the team, I think, is the biggest thing. Yeah, it's no, and you got to know each guy that's in there. You know, obviously Fletcher Cox is a terrific player, and you know they come at you in waves, but you know they're similar to us defensively, and they line up and they do what they do, and kind of what we do too. So you're going to kind of know, have an idea where they're going to be. It may be a different guy that you're going against because they're changing, but they're all good, and they come at you, and they stay fresh, you know. So we're going to have to suck it up and play for four quarters.
Michael Floyd wasn't at the portion of the practice open to the media. Anything you can say about why
he had an illness.
Oh, illness? Think he'll be okay Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. It's not the 72-hour flu, I don't think.
This year.
Well, I think it just proves to you, you know, that, you know, you can have a formula of playing really good defense and have a chance to win a lot of football games. Typically, when you're good defensively, you know, you're going to stay in the ball games, and then, you know, you have a chance to win them at the end. And I think, you know, like this year, like you said, you know, there's some pretty good defenses in that are left. So, you know, that's, you know, I'm happy that our offense has been very good this year, but, you know, it's kind of the formula we've kind of dealt with the last few years here.
Mike, with all the different changes you've had at quarterbacks, even just with backup quarterback in the last year, what's kind of allowed them to not be a distraction and just keep things focused on week to week?
I think, again, it goes back to the character of these guys. You know, when I talked to Teddy a week ago, it was, you know, let's do what you feel is best for the team. Bradford, when he came back, he said, I don't want to be a distraction. Things are going good. You know, let's just, you know, I just want to get back out there, and, you know, because that's what I like to do. I like to go play and practice. And so these guys understand, you know, that things are going pretty good, so there's no real reason to rock the boat. But it kind of the character of our football team.
I mean, given the competitiveness of players, that they would be able to, you know, former starters at quarterback, be able to just kind of put everything aside?
Well, they want to play. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I don't think it takes away from their competitiveness. I think what it shows is their character that they have. And really, the other thing, Stacy, as you asked, was, you know, I think this team has a lot of heart. This team's got a lot of heart. They've showed, you know, throughout the course of this season, you know, we've been in a lot of situations, the character and the heart and the competes, all those things we, you know, that are cliche, we've talked about, and you know, they just want to go out and play.
Pat Sherman was named the assistant coach of the year today. How much credit do you think he deserves for successfully adapting the offense around the injuries at quarterback and running back?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable honor. I'm happy for Pat. Pat has done an outstanding job. In my opinion, he deserved to be assistant coach of the year. And I think it's great. He's done outstanding with, you know, getting the players, mixing them in, talking, you know, using them in the right place, done a good job of molding everything together. You know, he's a good guy. We've worked well together, and I think he works well with the rest of the staff.
Pretty steady personality. He doesn't get too flustered by, you know, he's got a bunch of interviews last week, but he kind of stays in the door, situated from New Orleans.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Pat's a level-headed guy. He's a, you know, he's a smart guy, Spartan. You know, he's a good guy.
During this playoff run and this late-season stretch, how valuable has Terrence Newman been, giving advice, pointers, all that, to the younger players on the team?
Well, I think it's, you know, I don't think it's just now. I think it's been throughout the course of the year. He's never been to an NFC Championship game either, so this is a great opportunity for him as well. So, but he's helped us throughout the course of the season, and not just now.
And Michael Sam be your backup quarterback on Sunday?
I don't know. We'll see.
What's been your overall impression of the special teams? I mean, a couple miscues here and there.
You know, the times we've been really good. I mean, we've done some great things. You know, unfortunately, last week we got the punt block and we missed a field goal. But, you know, I think we had some missed tackles last week. We probably had a couple missed blocks here and there. So, you know, stuff happens. You know, that's why we're a team. We go about it together. We fight together. And, you know, we're going to win or lose together. Yeah, I've thought about it.
Still thinking.
Yeah, I'm still thinking.
Time for two more?
Wow, it took you so long. It's like 20 minutes today.
What type of challenge present to Lane Johnson? He's so quick and mobile, and they can pull him all the way across the line.
Yeah, Lane Johnson is a great player. Not just a good player, he's a great player. Physical, tough, competitive. Athletic, strong. I mean, he's an outstanding player. You know, I don't know who they had go to the Pro Bowl, but if he didn't go, something's wrong.
Thank you.
Good. All right, thank you.